Welcome to Digging In with the Missouri Farm Bureau. Janet Atkinson here with you, and we have a great week ahead. And of course, that's because National Ag Day is this week. We are joined by Jenny Batting. Jenny is with the National Ag Council. And Jenny, first of all, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. I know that it's been probably a busy few weeks building up to National Ag Day.
Yeah, Janet, thanks for having me. We're really excited about Ag Day here, March 19th. It has been a lot of planning in advance for this day, but I think we've got some great activities to continue to share the message of agriculture to a broader audience.
Now, you, as I said, you're serving as president. Give us a little snapshot of how you came into this role and also what your role has been here for the last 12 months.
Yeah, so I actually started in the field of agriculture right out of college. I'm an Iowa State Cyclone grad. My family farms in central Iowa, so had that farming background and knew that I wanted to continue in the field of agriculture. And I started with John Deere right out of college. So time flies when you're having fun. It's been about 19 years. And I'm currently the Ag PR manager for John Deere, and had the great opportunity to be the chair for National Ag Day this year. Since Ag Day 2023, I've been working with the Agriculture Council of America board and committee planning the different events for this year's Ag Day.
So you talk about planning this year's events, and it seems like Ag Day has just, with each year, it just kind of explodes a little bit more. And I had the chance to be in DC during Ag Day here a few years ago. And there's a lot of showmanship and activities surrounding Ag Day, something that, of course, is part of our daily lives.
Absolutely. It's really a day to highlight all of the great work that's being done in agriculture and be able to, you know, help folks understand, you know, where their food and fiber is produced. And also, you know, thank farmers, ranchers, and producers for all that they do, you know, the growing population, and they're having to, you know, provide more food and fiber and fuel, and having to do that on less ground, less resources. We aren't getting more farmland. And so just being able to help tell that story so everyone understands, you know, what a vital role agriculture plays in our everyday lives, where our food and fiber comes from. And I think we've got some great activities or events that are taking place here in DC, as well as bringing in some of student leaders into these activities as well, that will be the future of agriculture.
So tell us about some of the activities that are slated without getting too deep in the weeds, of course, because not all of us are going to get to make it, but there's certainly some highlights.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we understand that not everybody's going to be in DC, but we have a virtual event that anyone can attend from their homes. And, you know, that takes place at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And that virtual event, you know, I give a few remarks. We have updates from commodity groups, Outstanding Farmers of America. We also have winning essay contest videos that will be shared. And then just some tributes to Ag Day from various partners. So just a great opportunity to be a part of Ag Day, even though you aren't maybe necessarily able to come to Washington, D.C. Folks can register for that event. It's free of charge by going to agday.org. And there's a list of our 24 events. But in D.C., we will have an event at the USDA at the Witten Patio from 8:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. And speakers, we've invited Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to attend. The winning essay contest videos will be showed. We've got a student panel discussion that will take place. Zippy Duvall will be speaking. Kurt Blades from AEM. So we've got a list of great speakers and that panel opportunity with students. And then later that morning, we will have Ag Day on the Hill. So we are holding a luncheon on the Hill for elected officials and staff members to come to. So we've invited some congressional speakers. I'll be giving some remarks, as well as some student representatives as well. So those are some of the activities there in DC, and I'd highly encourage folks to participate in that virtual event if they can't make it to DC.
Now, you mentioned a video contest. It used to be several years ago that it was just the essay contest that kind of engaged students. So you guys have broadened the opportunities for students to become a part of Ag Day. Talk a bit, if you would, about the video contest. I remember seeing those in recent years, and some of those are pretty fun to go back and view. Will we have the opportunity to do so?
Yeah. So the winning entries can be viewed at agday.org. And really what it is, it's a 2 minute talk. Like, so their theme was, if you had 2 minutes to talk to a farmer, and these folks put together their videos and they were judged. And we had three winners, first place, second place, and third place. They all receive a monetary prize as well. And then their videos are showcased at the various events, including the virtual event for Ag Day.
Well, that's pretty neat. Well, we'll try and do what we can to share those so other folks can view them as well. I know that the young people put in a lot of work in putting those together, so it'll be fun to share.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to see what types of things that these students put together that are ultimately our future of agriculture. So,
now you and I had the chance to chat just a little bit here beforehand, and there was the Ag Day on the Mall that took place in recent years for Ag Day, but you said that that's going to be kind of changed around a little bit this time.
Yeah, so the celebration on the National Mall that AEM puts on, that will take place in May this year. So it will be May 6th through the 8th. So it'll be a similar setup to what was done in 2022. Various equipment manufacturers and agribusinesses will be on display on the National Mall to speak not only to the general public, but elected officials, agencies, staffers. So looking forward to another great opportunity to share the message of agriculture.
Have you had the chance to attend that on the mall yourself before?
I have. Actually, I was lucky enough to attend in 2022 on behalf of John Deere's presence there, and it was a great event. And so I'm really looking forward to May this year as well to be out in Washington, D.C. again.
I think it would be pretty impressive to see the equipment that is used in today's agriculture industry on the mall. You know, the mall is such a landmark for the country and a landmark of our history. There had to be a little bit of giddiness to seeing that and witnessing that take place.
Absolutely. I mean, we have some images and videos of that back in 2022, and it's just, it's a beautiful sight, especially from a John Deere site, to see our green and yellow equipment and have, you know, the Washington Monument in the background there. It's just the National Mall, like you said, is a historical, great place. And then just to see all of the equipment from all the manufacturers on display and other, you know, agribusinesses and companies just telling the message of agriculture. It was just a great event to be a part of, and I'm happy that I can say that I was a part of it and look forward to what May has to bring for everybody involved.
Did you find that the public, because obviously DC is such a tourist zone, and you have folks from not only all over the country, but all around the world who travel to DC to take in the history here. Did you find folks were very engaged with seeing this equipment firsthand like that?
Absolutely. You know, standing in front of our John Deere X9 combine, you know, a lot of the general public didn't even know what that machine did. You know, they thought it was like maybe a giant lawnmower. So being able to explain to them, you know, what the equipment is, how it works, what it does, and how it helps, and the technology on those machines and what it does, you know, for our farmers and ranchers and producers is a great story to tell, to help educate and bring awareness to, you know, what farmers do on a daily basis.
And did the local school districts, did they maybe come out and participate as well?
Yeah, we had a lot of students, especially since the event happened kind of over that spring break timeframe. So there were lots of student groups that were coming in from across the country that we had an opportunity to talk with. And then just local DC residents that came out to see what was going on and participate in the day and learn more about agriculture.
I do think it'd be pretty neat to see all that farm equipment, as you said, with the Washington Monument on one end and then the Capitol on the other end. And the mall looks a lot prettier than it did here about 10 years ago. So they've really raised it up. So it's a lot of green grass with a lot of farm equipment on it. So something pretty impressive to see. Now, again, you said that if folks wanted to check things out, they could go online to the website and they could also tune in virtually, specifically for the Ag Day activities that are on the 19th. And that was agday.org. Is there anything they do need to register if they want to witness the virtual aspect?
Yeah. So if, like you said, go to agday.org. There's a link to register for that virtual event. And if folks are able to join us in DC and they want to participate in the USDA and the luncheon, there's also links on agday.org to register for those events. All the events are free of charge. We just ask that folks register, especially for the virtual event. That will get you access to the link to watch that.
What is the theme this year?
The theme is growing a climate for tomorrow.
Okay. And how did you guys come about that?
Well, so last year it was the same theme, and we felt like we could continue to grow upon that, because there's a couple different ways you could look at that, you know, climate from an environmental standpoint, but just climate in general and how the industry is coming together to help, you know, grow and sustain ag for today and into the future. And kind of that technology standpoint. We didn't think that after last year that we maybe needed to put that to rest. We think that, you know, we could continue to use that. And not only just a climate for tomorrow, that also kind of weaves in our students. Since we've got 4-H and FFA and LaGrange and Manners and various ag organizations that participate, helping grow that population to help be advocates into the future, because they are the future of ag.
And it seems like that theme would also be a good attention getter whenever you are here amongst legislators as well, too.
Correct. You know, when we're having those conversations, not only for Ag Day, but even when we get to, you know, the Ag on the Mall in May, those are some of the things that legislature, you know, they're looking for to hearing about what we're doing, not only from, you know, a sustainability environmental standpoint, but just when I think of sustainability, it's not just environmental, it's sustainably keeping these farms from one generation to the next and how we're trying to help with that.
Now, Jenny, as we mentioned, you are chairing the National Ag Council, but you hang up your hat here after this week's Ag Day, or after Ag Day kind of wraps up and winds down. So who fills your shoes next year?
Next year it will be Marty from Successful Farming that will be taking the place as chair, and I will still be a part of the committee and the board, hanging my hat on chair after the 2024 Ag Day is complete.
Well, we wish you very much a congratulations, and thank you very much also for sharing the story about Ag Day and what we can expect this year. I hope a lot of folks have the chance to participate and celebrate, and not only, of course, online, but maybe in their own local community, because some folks do some things on the local front as well. Do you know of any of those that are maybe taking place elsewhere?
So on our website, agday.org, we do have a lot of different resources available for folks that are doing kind of their grassroots efforts in their communities. We also have an Ag Influencer program where students can sign up to be an influencer to help increase that public awareness on their campuses. And we provide some content there as well. So, you know, I can't speak to specifics, but I know that we offer from a committee standpoint a lot of different resources and promote those for folks to go ahead and continue to share that message.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jenny. We appreciate it. Jenny Batting with the National Ag Council joining us for this week's Digging In with Missouri Farm Bureau.